My friends, are you ready for the best Holy Week of your life? You know, there's no other week that's been given this name in our Christian calendar, Holy Week. Now, we have seasons and we have certain days and times, but nothing like this Holy Week. So wouldn't it be awesome if this was the best Holy Week of your life, especially given everything that's been happening in our world, in our country, in the last year and a half? I'm ready to share with you some amazing ideas to make this an amazing Holy Week. Join me in today's video. Please pray with me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in this season where we are in the desert with Jesus. We ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on this final time that it may be especially fruitful in our lives. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to the channel Uniquely Mary, where we are approaching Jesus uniquely through Mary's intercession, through her mediation, through her prayers, through her love. She is the one that is guiding us in this amazing path towards Jesus Christ. My friends, if you like this channel, please hit the like button for each of these different videos. And you can also support this channel either through Patreon, where you can become a monthly supporter, either $5, $10, $15, or $35 a month. I'd love for this to be a full-time job for me, although I work as a therapist currently, and I love that as well. Or you can buy merchandise on Etsy, and I'll put the link for those down here below, so you can purchase merchandise designed by me, you know, because I do sort of everything, shoot the video, talk, edit, and design things. I love doing all these different types of things. But anyway, welcome to today's video and to this channel. And so we have been journeying with Jesus in the desert, the season otherwise known as Lent, and we have been doing 40 days. And maybe for you, it hasn't been a very good Lent. Maybe you've been a little bit slacking in your penances. Maybe you haven't been fasting as much as you'd like to. Or maybe it's been an amazing Lent for you and you want it to be even better because you were a glutton for awesomeness. Well, I have an amazing idea for you. So I'm always watching different YouTube producers and commentators and contributors and people putting out videos with all different types of ideas. And so there's this idea out there of the challenge, challenging your viewers to different things. And I thought to myself, yes, I know what I'll do. Let's do a Holy Week challenge. Well, I researched a little bit. And did you know that the Eastern Church and the Orthodox Church have had this thing where they call it the Great Fast? And what they were referring to is that in that Holy Week, just before Easter, it's an especial a more particular and intense time of prayer, penance, fasting, and charity towards others. And so I thought, let's do this. Let's make this Holy Week the greatest Holy Week of your life. And so here's my idea. Are you ready? Are you ready for the best idea ever? I am challenging you to do a Holy Week fast. Yes, you heard me correctly. Not just Ash Wednesday, not just Good Friday, but the whole of Holy Week. All of it, beginning with Holy Monday, Monday of Holy Week, and ending on Holy Saturday. So 6 days. We never fast on Sundays. Sundays are days of celebration, so Palm Sunday would not count, and obviously neither would Easter. But on those 6 days in preparation, it would be days of fasting. Now, why do we fast? It's not just so that we can connect with the poor. It's not just so that we can, you know, punish ourselves or do something like that. It's not just for penance. The real reason is this, and there's different mystics who have said this, that we can only receive revelation from God. We can only be in true communication with God when we put our body, when we humble it through suffering, through sickness, through humiliation, and through fasting. So fasting is suffering for the sake of revelation. Let me repeat that again, because people don't always talk about fasting like this. Fasting is suffering for the sake of revelation. What I mean revelation? So that we can hear the voice of God, so that we can be in a place of receiving spiritual gifts. Why is that important? Why is that suffering important? Okay, let me use an example. I don't know if you've ever been on one of those retreats like Awakening or Acts, and one of the sort of tactics that they use, I don't know if they're intentional, but they give you very little sleep, and it's just sort of intense, and they pack all these things and they tire you out. Why? So that in your exhaustion, your heart becomes more open to what they are trying to present to you. And often people at the end of the retreat are just crying, and it's just so amazing, and they open their hearts to Jesus, and all these conversions happen. Why? Because of the suffering. Because suffering makes you humble, and it breaks down those walls, and it does things that when you're in pleasure and in comfort, you just don't do. And you can't replace it. You can't exchange it. Suffering plays that role, and God uses it in that way. Fasting is voluntary suffering. Let's be honest. Voluntary suffering so that our hearts may be broken and open to God. That sounded awesome. Fasting is voluntary suffering so that our hearts may be broken and open to God. I got to make like t-shirts with these things. Just the Holy Spirit. So my friends, this is Holy Week, fasting all of Holy Week. Okay, how can we fast? Let's keep it simple. Bread and water. Bread and water. Now I've researched this and I want to explain a few things. So this is my idea. First of all, drink plenty of water. Secondly, get the healthiest bread you can find at the store. Whole wheat with extra vitamins. If it's fresh bread, don't just get the cheapest bread. Get healthy bread. Now I researched this, and ancient grains or modern grains doesn't really make a difference. The modern ones are plenty healthy. Just look on the package and get the healthiest bread you can find. And then don't just eat bread, put on there honey. By the way, raw honey is healthier than processed honey, because the raw honey is literally how the bees eat it out of the honeycomb, except you would not want to feed it to women who are pregnant or babies, because it may contain some impurities that may not be good for you. But I'll post a video with more information about that. I've been researching this, so you can put raw honey on your bread. You know, John the Baptist ate locusts and honey. So yeah, we can kind of modify the bread and water idea. And also you can put some sort of nut butter, like peanut butter, almond butter, cashew butter, walnut butter. Now, the two healthiest ones that I think are the most reasonable would be almond butter or cashew butter. Cashew butter is actually lower in calories and has a good amount of vitamins and minerals and omega-3s, although it's probably more expensive than almond butter. That you can do that breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Two slices at breakfast, two slices at lunch, two slices at dinner. The point isn't to starve yourself. Part of it is to eat less, for sure. The point of it is also to sacrifice all these other things that you're not eating. You're not going to be eating meat. You're not going to be eating fish or vegetables or juices or sweets or alcohol. There's a ton of stuff you're not going to be eating. Candy. And so you're taking on this voluntary suffering for the sake of breaking your heart open, to be open to God, for the sake of revelation, to hear God more clearly, to have this be a week full of spiritual graces, but also on a practical level so that you have more time. You're not going to have to cook. You're not going to have to sit there and spend a whole hour eating. You can eat in 5 minutes, and then the rest of the time for lunch can be for prayer or for Mass. So it has this practical aspect that it opens up your time that you can focus it on what's important, God, in this Holy Week. My friends, I hope you take me up on this Holy Week fast challenge. Now, I'll put a little bit more details down in the description, but bread and water with honey on the bread or cashew or almond butter, and give more time to prayer. Go to Mass each and every day. Begin on Monday of Holy Week, ending on Holy Saturday. Those 6 days completely dedicated to prayer and fasting. Offer it up for some intention, maybe a conversion or a healing of someone, or maybe you really want to have God break through and speak to you about whatever he wants in your life. Let's make this the best Lent of your life, or the best Holy Week of your life. Even if Lent has been terrible, let's finish strong. My friends, let's do this together. If you are going to do this, comment down below and say, I am on for the Holy Week fast of my life. Whatever the title of the video is going to be, let's do this. Let's do this together and share our experiences each and every day. Also, each and every day of Holy Week, I'll be posting different videos with inspiration and other suggestions to make it go more intense for you to really, really be united to Jesus and Mary and Joseph during this wonderful time. God bless you and have a beautiful day.